Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sergio Ferrer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Hans. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting 7th. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting 8th. The 3rd baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting 9th. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ferrer. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Ferrer steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Potek steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Potek moves to third. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek scores. Wolford moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hile. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is hit by the pitch. McRae moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Shaw moves to third. Healy moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schall scores. Healy scores. It's 7-0, Royals. Ray Corbin now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Potek steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Fernando Gonzalez now playing third base. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Royals. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Healy for a passed ball. Terrell moves to third. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ferrer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Carew moves to second. It's 10-1, Royals. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Fife now pitching. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darwin moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-4, Royals. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferrer strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive towards first. Holt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Ferrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt strikes out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. Killebrew moves to second. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 6. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. McRae reaches second base with a double. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. 1 out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Healy moves to second. It's 11-6, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to third. Patek moves to second. Vic Albury now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Healy scores. Patek scores. Wolford moves to third. It's 13-6, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 14-6, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank White pinch hits for Cookie Rojas. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ferrer. Pinson scores. Mayberry scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 16-6, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. McRae moves to second. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ferrer takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Twins 6. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens pinch hits for Vada Pinson. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Healy scores. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 18-6, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Cowens scores. Two outs. It's 19-6, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 19, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing right field. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 19, and the Twins 6. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing right field. Glenn Borgman now catching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 20-6, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 20, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ferrer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 20, and the Twins 6. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Thompson now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Eric Soderholm now playing third base. Dick Woodson now pitching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wolford hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Potek moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Potek moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Potek scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 22-6, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. It's 23-6, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Salada pinch hits for Hal McRae. Tony Salada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salada hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 23, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Horner now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heil strikes out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Harmon Killebrew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 23, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.